The indictment against Donald Trump has now been unsealed, 49 pages. It lays out the charges against the former president in the case of classified documents found at his home. This is the first time a former president has faced federal charges, and Trump says he will appear in federal court Tuesday in Miami. NPR's Franco Ordonez joins us now. He's White House correspondent. Franco, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
So this indictment is just out, and I just opened it about a minute ago. Already I see the description of the documents Trump is accused of having at his house, including information regarding defense and weapons capabilities of the U.S. and foreign countries, U.S. nuclear programs, potential vulnerabilities of the U.S. and its allies to military attack. These look like serious national security documents, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, at first glance, it certainly does. I mean, they definitely seem like they are going strong, bringing in some strong information. I mean, in addition, you know, White House intelligence briefings information, information dealing military activities of foreign countries. This is significant information. I mean, there's still a lot to play out very shortly. We're going to be hearing from the special counsel. There's still a lot more to go. But yes, I could not agree more that at this first glance, it looks very serious.
And the special counsel, Jack Smith, as you said, we're expecting to hear from him later today. What will you be watching for, listening for?
I mean, I think I'm going to be watching for more information regarding the specific charges, what and if information he provides. I would really love it if he were to take some questions, but that is not expected. It's not really the MO of the Justice Department, of course. I am a bit surprised and I guess pleased that the DOJ is going to speak out publicly by this. You got to wonder if that has to do partially with how quickly the Trump team kind of reacted yesterday. Trump obviously tweeted out immediately or truthed out immediately his response to getting the indictment. And they've been on the offensive, you know, trying to get their narrative out. So I'll be very interested.
Yeah, they've controlled their side of the story, at least until this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll be very interested to hear how DOJ responds and how forthcoming they are.
Remind us who Jack Smith is, the special counsel, and how his work is connected to the Justice Department.
Yeah, so Jack Smith was brought in. He's actually was appointed by Republicans to his former position the government, and he has been tasked to lead this investigation. He's very well respected. He's done a lot of work overseas. Not considered a partisan person, partisan prosecutor at all. And his role is to come in and to do this work in not a partisan fashion. The concern was if someone from the Attorney General's office, from Merrick Garland's office, that it would be seen as partisan, as political, by bringing in the special counsel. That gives the opportunity of a little bit of distance, independence to pursue this investigation. That said, the opposition or the opponents, that being Trump's team, is certainly responding very vigorously and trying to paint this as much as they can as a partisan investigation tied to President Biden and the Democrats, and accusing the DOJ of acting in a political manner simply because they do not want President Trump to run for office again. Those are the accusations. Let me be clear.
Yes. And in a few seconds, just what do we watch for kind of Team Trump, that two of their lawyers quit today?
Well, I think we're going to see, I'm going to certainly be seeing how they continue to kind of turn up the heat. They have been very vigorous in the last, less than 12 hours since it happened. And I expect they'll continue to do that.
NPR's Franco Ordonez. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Scott.